Hello, I'm Dr. Charles David Tauber, CEO of the Coalition for Work with Psychotrauma and Peace, the CWWPP. To see more of what we do and how we do it, please have a look at our website, www.cwwpp.org. We welcome your comments on this podcast, and we welcome your suggestions for future podcasts. This podcast will talk about COVID-19 and what you can do, in particular during lockdown. A lot of the suggestions that we make here are also applicable to other crisis situations. Also, some of these suggestions are on our website, so that you might want to have a look there. COVID-19 has encouraged a lot of fear in the community, and probably to a certain extent, rightly so. You do need to be careful, but you also need to live. COVID-19 has disrupted our livelihoods. A lot of people are unemployed because of it, and at any rate are working from home. It's disrupted our family life. It's disrupted our hobbies. It's disrupted our routines. In short, it's disrupted our whole lifestyle. One very important distinction that we want to make at the beginning. We are very much for physical distancing. We are not for social distancing. What's the difference? Being physically apart is a good thing under COVID. Being apart from people is not a good thing. And there are enough ways to keep in contact with people. There are enough platforms. There's Skype. There's Zoom. There's Viber. There are lots more of them, and you can keep in touch with people, and we very much encourage you to do so. It's very, very good for your mental health to be in contact with people. Please, please stay in touch with family, with friends, that is individuals and groups of friends, individuals and groups within your family. Please stay in touch with your colleagues. You can even hold online parties. You can go to online classes. You can do your work online. And, very important, we urge you to get into an online support group. And if you don't have such a support group, we urge you to form one. Another thing, in this and any other crisis situation, take it little by little. If you can't look ahead for a year, look ahead for a month. If you can't look ahead for a month, look ahead for a day. If you can't look ahead for a day, look ahead for an hour. If you can't look ahead for an hour, look ahead to the next 5 minutes. Concentrate on what you're doing for this moment, not on what you're going to do tomorrow and not what you're going to do a year from now. Also, don't obsess on COVID. Don't watch the news constantly and listen to the radio about it constantly. That won't do you any good. What's going to happen is going to happen. Also, get correct sources. Very, very important. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Something else. Make goals. Make long-term goals. Make medium-term goals. And make short-term goals. Again, very, very important. And figure out ways, make plans for implementing each one of those goals. We encourage you to have specific interests, things that you will do during the day, during the week, during the month, but things that you indeed will do. That can be anything from making music, listening to music, eating, cooking, all kinds of things, looking at art, watching television, watching movies. There are many, many things that you can do. We encourage you to do exercise. Exercise is very good not only for your physical health, but it's very, very good for your mental health as well. That's been proved lots and lots of times. We recommend that you do something for yourself, something that you like, for at least a half hour or an hour a day. And if you can, do it a couple of times a day. Make light points for yourself during the day. Figure out points at which, hey, I'm going to do that, and you can look forward to those things. It's very important to get your feelings out. We've made another podcast about how you do that. Please, please, get your feelings out. Write, do art, do music, do anything where you're creative and where you feel that you can actually get your feelings out. And again, talk to people, please. We also urge you to make routines. So, figure out a plan, write it down on paper, or put it into the computer as I do, and figure out what you're going to do at what time, today, tomorrow, and even next week. Remember, COVID is not forever. It will pass. It's already beginning to in some places. And please, again, stay in touch. Thank you very much for listening. Please, as I've mentioned, give us your suggestions for future podcasts and stay safe. We'll see you in the next podcast.